Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. This is a video calling on the People's Republic of China to free Jimmy Lai. Poor old Jimmy Lai, who did nothing wrong, a very gallant man who sacrificed his liberty on numerous occasions, striving to make life better for everybody in Hong Kong and indeed probably everybody throughout China. So, Mr. Lai, he was born in mainland China, went to Hong Kong illegally as a teenager. Worked in a garment factory, but eventually built up his own companies, became very, very wealthy, became a British citizen in 1998, elected to stay in Hong Kong after it was handed back to China, and so on, and has gallantly advocated for the rights of Hong Kongers. You may remember that treaty in the 1980s, when the United Kingdom agreed it would hand Hong Kong back to China on schedule in 1997, not just the new territories, but even Hong Kong Island, which was British forever, but nevertheless was given back with the proviso that China would uphold the liberties of Hong Kongers for at least 50 years after it was handed back. And obviously, China reneged on that deal some years ago. So Mr. Lai has been in jail several times. He's never harmed anyone. It's not even alleged that he ever hurt anybody. All he's done is exercise his human rights. China signed up to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, was indeed a founding member of the United Nations. Of course, in those days, the Republic of China, Taiwan still claims that mantle, rather the People's Republic of China, but the Chinese seat in the United Nations was given to the People's Republic of China in the 1970s. So it's got that legacy. So it's endorsed that, saying that everyone's got the right to free expression, everyone will help to have a right to choose the government under which he lives, and so forth. So there's this right to dissent, to criticize and things like that. I know that the PRC is a sovereign state and is entitled to determine its own laws. Now, there are parameters of free expression in most countries. For example, incitement to violence, incitement to racial hatred, or incitement to homophobia or religious hatred is illegal in many countries. Things like child pornography or information about how to commit suicide, that's illegal in many countries. But in China, the Overton window is very narrow indeed. And anything that seems like a criticism, direct or indirect, of the Communist Party is a crime. Advocating for independence for Hong Kong, for example, is punishable by life imprisonment. Life. It's an idea, a suggestion. Wow. An extremely harsh punishment. Even those who commit murder in some countries don't get life imprisonment. Now, why is Beijing so scared? They obviously realize it's a very, very popular idea indeed. You know, in the Republic of Ireland, if you were to advocate for one of the counties to go independent or something, it wouldn't be against the law. The United Kingdom, you advocate for Scotland to secede, there's no law against that. For Northern Ireland to leave the UK, merge into the Republic of Ireland, there's no law against that. So you see how oppressive that the Chinese Communist Party is. So he's never said anything, never done anything violent, never stolen a penny or anything like that. He's a 78-year-old man who is completely harmless. Okay, so saying he's producing seditious materials, as in criticizing the government. Why is the government so afraid? Because they know what he is saying is true. So it's terrible and it's absolutely unjust, the so-called national security law. The thing is, Hong Kong is very, very safe. It doesn't really need a security enhanced. One of the few people who's unsafe is Jimmy Lai, who suffered harassment, who suffered death threats, who's had his property smashed and things like that. And the police never, ever catch any because the state is behind it. So it's insecurity for Jimmy Lai. Yeah. If the national security law was actually working, Mr. Lai would also be secure. But it's an attempt to intimidate him, and he is fearless in speaking up for his fellow Chinese people. The thing he's lost is Chinese citizenship. I'm not sure why they don't deport him then. Wouldn't that be easier? Okay, so the free media is gone. They can't tell the truth if that is inconvenient for the a ruling regime. So there are specially appointed judges because they're going to be toadies to the establishment. He's not been allowed bail, things like that. He hasn't been allowed even the lawyer he wanted. So this is a totally blatantly unfair trial in front of a kangaroo court. It's said that he colluded with outsiders to try and get China to act in a certain way by suggesting sanctions. Is that true or not? I don't actually know. But I mean, even as it is, surely he's allowed to express his opinion to try and improve the human rights situation in China. People are regularly kidnapped, whether Uyghurs, where millions of them are held slavery and so forth, where torture is used on a wide scale, where the death penalty is used for crimes less than murder, even possession of a certain amount of drugs, that is grossly unjust. Wow. So anything seen as seditious is terrible and is terribly unfair. Okay. Now, China's been selective in the human rights instruments that it's ratified. That's because Chinese people have got fewer rights than those in other countries. But the one about the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women says that women have a right to participate in political life. Well, assuming that men do as well then. But then you can only participate in political life if you can vocalize your political opinions. You have to be able to share information to make suggestions and so forth. I mean, China has ratified the Convention Against Torture, Inhuman and Degrading Treatment, despite using it on an industrial scale and so on. The Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination in 1981, despite severely discriminating against the Uyghur ethnic minority, jailing them on spurious charges, jailing them without any charge whatsoever, trying to reduce their birth rate, separating men from women. So that is slow motion genocide, disappearing people, their secret detention, so on. The International Convention of the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. Now, it has notably signed but not ratified the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. So the freedom of assembly, fair trial, voting rights, and so forth. So that is a terrible gap in its human rights record. So anyway, the poor old Chinese people are not getting their rights. And I'll say, oh, we've had economic growth. Yes, that's true. And that is impressive. But, you know, almost every country has had economic growth since 1948. Some of them more so than China. You look how much like the Republic of Korea has grown. Dare I mention Taiwan? Oh, it's not a country, it's a province. Fine, call it a province. But it's grown better more than the mainland and so on. And many other countries. No, you don't have to have oppression for economic growth and so on. So even if Mr. Lai should get some sentence, life is totally disproportionate. That is a gross act of injustice. This is a guy who should be getting a medal, okay? So the rights of the Chinese people are violated. They're harassed by a control freak regime. And when there are problems, people can't talk about it. They can't do anything about it. No right to demonstrate. When they suffer, when people aren't paid on time, when there's a pollution that's killing people and not having clean air. And it's true that China has made significant progress on improving clean air, health and safety at work, anything, any of these matters. People can't bring these matters of concern to public attention. They cannot agitate in public grievances. They don't not given a peaceful way to resolve their problems. So Jimmy Lai is actually doing everybody a favor. Anyway, he's a braver man than I am. He's very, very gallant. Oh, don't butt your nose into my affairs. Well, partly he's a British citizen, so am I. And actually, human rights are human for all humans all over the world. You want to criticize my country? Go ahead. Please criticize my government. I do it all the time. And I wouldn't mind you saying, as you're a foreigner, I'll probably agree with you half the time. And so I'm trying to make life better for everybody. You may have suggestions how to make life better in my country. I'd like to hear it. Okay. So there's not being anti-China remotely, trying to make life better for Chinese people. You might want to make life better in my country. So tell me what we should do to make it better. I would like to hear your views. I'm open to persuasion. Thanks for listening to my channel. Please subscribe on Patreon. Goodbye.